All right, we are here. And this is our blog for September 2020. Today, our theme is connecting to spiritual love and healing. Connecting with us. Welcome. A key part of your spiritual path is to allow the love and support of your spiritual team into your life. When you're connected to your guides, to your helpers, angels, all those who are there all the time and care about you, you feel a sense of purpose, a peace of knowing, a strength, and best of all, a sense of optimism and hope for your light future, for your dream future. You see, your guides are always around, but unless you open to connect with them, their hands are tied. This is a free will universe, you see, and unless you want this connection and seek it, they will have to love you from a distance. Yes, they will still help you, but not at the level that your soul and spirit would enjoy. Imagination is the channel to intuition and your connection with your guides. Imagination creates the portal. It enables you to touch the resonances, the beings, the realities that are greater than you, greater than you can achieve here in 3D. But you're not used to imagining beyond the physical plane day-to-day reality that you have. Unless you've worked a lot with intuition and imagination, your perceptions can be limited to circumstances you've already experienced. Well, that's easy, of course. That's just remembering. And you've also been trained by your cultural upbringing to imagine potentially scary futures, and this is to motivate you to solve problems and to take action. But this focus is into a fear-based reality. It's a problem and challenge-oriented reality. It's a reality filled with competition, with scarcity, and not the love-based one that your guides and unseen friends can offer you and that you really, really want. You see, your guides and helpers offer you love, and especially a sense of safety, belonging, and trust. As you walk your spiritual path, they are with you from the get-go, always with you. They walk beside you all the time. And if you tap into these together, you can consciously co-create beautiful futures. But you do have to be able to imagine these futures. You have to imagine them. You have to open up the channel of imagination and intuition to receive their connection, their love, their support. Now imagine something wonderful you haven't ever experienced. You see, this requires more focus and will, but it brings amazing benefits. Imagining your guides and the love they bring you opens you up to the very real experience of their love. That's because you're creating a portal, a channel, or track, using your imagination to connect with them in 5D, the fifth dimension. That's a land of visions and dreams beyond time-space, which is fourth dimension. You see, this touching of the fifth dimension is so important on your path, this connection with your team. We gave a whole seminar on this called Partnering with Your Spiritual Team. If you're new to connecting with your guides and spiritual friends, we do recommend that you get that seminar. It's available on our website. We're not going to cover that information, however. It would take too long. But we offer ourselves right now as part of your spiritual team, should you desire it. And thus, we also offer you the opportunity to open that link of connection to us. We have plenty of love and support to offer you. And by connecting with us, you also develop a bit of capacity to imagine that love channel to the other side. That's our side in the fifth dimension and above. We usually tell the dear ones who speak with us privately to call us in at night so that we can work with them while they sleep. Now, you can choose to connect with us nightly if you like, and that can build rapport, love, and safety, and we can lift you up, and it can build it over time. It can make it more expansive. We can support you over the long haul. But even just once gives us the chance to touch you and gives you the opportunity to receive from us. Once you've turned your light off and snuggled up in bed, once you're ready to fall asleep, then you can call us. You can also call us anytime during the day, but please don't do it if you're operating heavy machinery. So let's connect right now. Perhaps you have your light off and are ready to go to sleep right now, or maybe it's daytime and you're sitting in your chair. Either way, let us begin. Just relax a bit and take in a nice, slow, deep breath, letting it out gently. Close your eyes. Call us. Imagine that you're calling our name, Galexis, calling it into the universe, broadcasting it out there. You see, when you do that, we hear it. We hear your call. And as we come to be with you, we will bring with us a starry sky, a clear moonless night with thousands of stars in an inky black sky, or perhaps even a day sky, beautiful sky blue, but with sparkly stars in it. Now imagine this. Imagine this panorama of sky and stars. And imagine yourself lifting up into the sky, floating amongst the stars, hovering, floating, or flying gently and easily through this starry sky. Thousands of sparkling stars surround you. Imagine. It's very comfortable. You feel free and light. You belong here. You came from the stars. And it's safe. It's safe because surrounding by these stars and feeling safe, it's because these stars, these points of light, are friendly spiritual beings here to love you and to be with you. They can see you. They know who you are. And they have unconditional love for you. Feel the radiation of that love and peace from all the stars, all the beings of light. Imagine how this feels. And now, dear one, several of these stars move from their place in the sky to come together above you, forming a ball of stars that together shine like a brilliant sun. This is the way we show ourselves as we are a group that becomes one. Now imagine that we send down a beam of light towards you so that when it touches you, sense it, imagine it to be a column of light, a big, broad column that surrounds you. As far as your arms stretch out, it surrounds you, showering down light and love. Let us wrap around you, dear ones. Let us hold you. Let us embrace you in love. Our light may be your favorite color, or it may be white or violet or lavender, whatever you may expect. Let yourself imagine the color of our light that surrounds you, sparkling, shimmering, soft light, kind light, wrapping you in love. Imagine feeling safe, hugged, loved by us. Yes, you are safe. You are loved. By us and by all your many friends, all the stars in the sky. So now let us flow some of this lovely light and love into you. Let your body absorb it, especially your heart chakra. Let yourself receive this love and light into your body. And let it specially go to those places that are tense, places that hurt, or maybe that hold an old painful issue. Absorb the light there in those places. How does that feel? Imagine. Is it warm or cool? Tingly or peaceful? Just
Let the light in now. Let it in. Soak it in. Bask in it. Be.
Now tell us in your mind. Speak to us in your mind. What would you like for us to do specifically for you? Where in your life would you like for us to direct love and healing? Think of it. Imagine it. And share it with us. Say, you know, here, Galexis, I would like for you to give me help on lifting me from these emotions, or helping me with this physical problem, or to maintain my high resonance around my finances. Or maybe to enable a breakthrough of love in a relationship. Tell us, let us know. And let us put an amplification of love and light there. Imagine, as you tell us, open up, imagine you're receiving, imagine that we feel that you feel the flow, that we fill you with flowing light, a freeing or loosening. Just let yourself feel it. Let yourself imagine it. And just, there's a flow going on. And as it's going on, just, is there anyone else who you hold dear that you would like for us to send light to? Think of them. You can say, hey, Galexis, would you send it to my husband or wife? Would you send it to my child? Would you send it to my pet? We'll direct more light and love in their direction for you. So just know that we're putting light and love on your requests for you and for others you love. And this loving and healing now will continue throughout the rest of the day and through the night until you get up for the day tomorrow morning. At that time, let yourself notice that you feel lighter, freer, maybe even more optimistic. Yes, let yourself receive the healing. Let yourself receive it through the night. So now, if it's still daytime, just go on about your day and let us continue working. And if you're in bed, ready to go to sleep, just go on to sleep and we will work with you. We are with you. We love you. We're enhancing your imagination. We're supporting you. Your connection capacity is deepening every time you connect with us. And we can love you more every time we connect with you. Farewell.